Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome to Volume 2 of the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. Here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share personal stories and the stories of others as we are growing through the journey of creating the life, love, and legacy of our dreams our way. Tune in as you may feel inspired to evolve into the best version of yourself. Well, hey there, powerful soul. Welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And happy new year, my dear. Well, happy Western world new year. There are many calendars and many time frames that we can celebrate the new year. And in the Western world, we are calling this the new year. However, the springtime is officially the start of our new year, but I'm not going to go into my rant today about that. So, how are you feeling and how was your holiday season? The holiday season was so nourishing and resting and connected for me and the mister. For a period of time, we had both of our boys here in our new home under one roof. And that was such a joy and a pleasant surprise to have them both at the same time. Sometimes with scheduling conflicts and co-parenting, we aren't always able to have that happen. And so to have both of them here and we were all up and we brought in the new year together and the mister and I are making all this Jamaican cuisine and the boys are loving it. It was such a beautiful, beautiful time. I was so grateful, so thrilled, so happy, really took a lot of time to slow down, be present, be still, honor the season. And I just absolutely had an incredible season. And you probably can tell because I have not been here since before Thanksgiving. I've been incognito. And I really enjoy taking that time for myself. Such beautiful things get to happen when we take time for ourselves and we nourish ourselves and we're present with life and what matters and what's important to us. And we are nurturing all of the things that matter the most to us so that when we show up in the work that we do as feminine leaders, we can pour and give from our overflow. And it's interesting because overflow is a part of my 2024 theme. So for those of you who have been connected to me for any length of time, you know, I do not do a word of the year. I'm not big on doing what everybody else is doing and what's trending. And it's not because I'm intentionally trying to butt up against the system or I'm trying to be polarizing or any of that. I really believe in authenticity. And I believe that a part of being an empowered, embodied feminine woman is the art of authenticity, being your authentic self. And right now, what I see happening is an identity crisis in the world. I see so many people who do not know who they are. And because they don't know who they are replicating and duplicating other people's personas, other people's swagger, other people's fashion style, you name it, all in attempts to try to get whatever they feel that person has that they want. And that's just not always the best approach to take. And so I want to touch on that during this particular episode. And I also want to talk about having a theme for the year. And so first I want to talk about having a theme for the year. Now, I don't do words of the year. And like I said, it's not me intentionally trying to be polarizing. In fact, many years ago, God actually dealt with me about having a theme for the year. And a theme for the year is where you have a context, if you will, that embodies and encapsulates all of the areas of your life that matters to you most. And so for those who have ever worked with me before, they know that I have given them the infamous wheel of life to complete upon their intake packet. And in that, there are different categories that they assess about how they feel, whether if it's in their relationship, in their business, or in their career, their life, their home environment, their health, their finances. We go over those core categories. And the reason for that being is, for one, I believe that a fulfilled feminine woman looks at multiple categories in her life. She doesn't just focus on how much money can I make and how fast can I make it to the top. Because women who do that, you tend to leave out a big part of who you are. And when you do that, what'll happen is, and what I see happening time and time again, is you race and chase to the top of success, climbing either the corporate ladder or the business ladder, making multiple six and seven figures, and you make this money and you get this achievement and these accolades, and you still feel empty inside. You still feel unfulfilled. You still feel unworthy, undeserving. And now you're really questioning yourself because you're thinking to yourself, okay, I thought when I saw this balance in my bank account, I would have a certain feeling inside, and I don't feel that. I see this happen a lot. And so this is why when women come in to work with me, I give them the wheel of life, and we start assessing what's really going on and how do you really feel. And I really challenge the women that work with me to be 1,000% vulnerable and transparent, because otherwise you are doing yourself a disservice. I can't support you my best if you don't show up with your shadows, with your ish, with your things that you want to keep hidden because you have this persona and this facade and this image you're trying to keep up. I invite women to come in and lay that to rest, and let's talk about the heart of the matter, because that's the only way you are going to alchemize whatever experience you're having that's causing dissatisfaction and create more intimacy in your relationship, create more impact in your leadership, and ultimately create more income in your the work that you do. And it really starts with looking at where are you unfulfilled. So this theme of life, or this wheel of life rather, it really supports women who are truly feminine women, and maybe your femininity is masked by your hyper achievement, and we just have to uncover some of that to get to the core of your femininity. But feminine women have multiple interests, multiple things that can bring you joy and fulfillment. And when we connect to that, it really makes your life more robust, more fulfilling, more enjoyable. And that's how you tend to raise your vibrational frequency and just get to this place where you are starting to magnetize people, places, opportunities, receiving things out of nowhere just for simply being who you are. That's where it gets juicy. Okay. So my theme of the year is, drum roll, please. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? My 2024 theme is to overflow as that woman. As that woman. What do I mean by that? Well, for one, let's look at the word overflow. Overflow does not mean just enough. Overflow does not mean good enough. Overflow does not mean I've reached capacity. Overflow does not mean I don't have capacity. Overflow means my cup is full and running over. And whatever comes from me, whether if it's affection and attention in my relationship, whether if it's me creating content in my online business, or me working with a client, or me teaching, whether if it's me going out in the community and sharing my work, whether if it's me listening to a friend, whether if it's me spending time with people I care about, all of that comes from overflow. This is something I have been cultivating for years, is how do I live a lifestyle of overflow? When I give, it's from my overflow. When anything that comes from Cassandra, it comes from overflow. Not from my reserves, not from what's in my cup, but from what comes from my overflow. I have been spending decades mastering this. And when God revealed to me that was my theme for the year, because I always go in prayer and fasting and solitude time to connect with Creator and ask, what would you have me to do? Who would you have me to be? Where would you have me to go? That's what I ask. And God gives me a divine instruction, and then I lead my year with that context. And I've been doing this for quite some time, well, from when I was a single mother, and it has been a very supporting part of my journey of self-actualization. Because whenever life is lifing, as it inevitably does, I have a theme that I can turn to for guidance. I have a theme I can turn to for my relationship. I have a theme I can turn to for my business and my leadership. I have a theme I can turn to for my life, my relationships that are outside of my marriage. I have a theme I can turn to from my finances. This is the overarching theme. Overflow as that woman. This means that I have a certain way of being and living where I know how to keep my own cup full and overflowing so that I'm not giving from my reserves or only what's in my cup. I have been cultivating my sacred practices for decades. And those of you who have been connected to me for a while, you know what I'm talking about when I say that. I have been doing this work for a long time, and there was something that happened in 2023 that unlocked this code for me, where it's like you're stepping into a season of overflow. Last year, my theme was the whole context I ran for the year was Whole New Woman. That was the name of my offer last year. That was the name of my retreat last year. I led my life. I led myself. I led myself as a wife, as a lover, as a leader, as a woman through that theme. And boy, can I tell you, on the other side of that, I am a whole new woman. I'm a whole new woman. I'm a whole new lover and wife. I'm a whole new leader and businesswoman in every step of the way. And so I'm excited about what gets to happen in 2024 with this theme in mind. Because with this theme in mind, my gosh, can you imagine? I'm getting chills as I'm sharing this with you. Can you imagine what could be possible for me if I lead 2024 through the theme of overflow is that woman in my life, in my marriage, in my business, in my leadership, in my finances, in all my other relationships, in my health, in my life? Could you imagine what would happen if I'm giving from overflow? Oh my gosh, it just gets me going. It lights me up. I feel so rejuvenated just by even saying it. It refuels me just by me saying it. It brings about this activation internally just by me saying it, because I also understand the laws of creation in the which God created this planet. That whatsoever you sow, ye shall reap. If I'm sowing overflow, what am I going to reap, my dear? Come on, somebody. Look, now we're getting into a little bit of church here. If I'm sowing overflow, what am I going to reap? Overflow. I'm excited. I feel that God is going to do something spectacular, special, extraordinary in 2024. And I am here for it. I am here for it. In fact, I want to invite you, before I go into sharing the part about the identity crisis that I see right now and the power of sacred femininity, I want to invite you to come join me inside of my free community, the Unapologetically Magnetic Woman, and come there and share with me, what is your theme for the new year as a woman, lover, and leader? Come share with us inside of there. I would love to see, what is your theme for the year? If you're already a member inside of the community, I invite you to post if you want to share a beautiful picture of yourself, your family, if you want to share a picture of something that you love, and just share, what is your theme for 2024? I would so love to see what it is and just celebrate you for anchoring in this moment. So let's start talking about identity crisis. And I think we have to cover this because a part of my theme for being in overflow as that woman is that woman is a key part. And when I say that woman, I am referring to the woman that people see and they either love her or they hate her. This woman is usually very embodied in her femininity. She's very magnetic. She is oozing with energy, vitality, vigor, well-being. She's a magnet. People just draw to her, and it will either irritate the demons in other people, it will invoke jealousy and envy in other people, or it will invoke inspiration. It will invoke curiosity. Some of you may be hearing this and say, Cassandra, why in the world would you say that? Why would you want to be that? I'm not necessarily claiming and saying I want the flip side of the coin of what comes with being that woman. What I'm sharing with you is from wisdom of I understand what comes with it. And I would be naive if I was not prepared. Now, being that woman for me means that I am the one. In every room I enter, I am the one. Now, some may be hearing this like, whoa, that's bold. It is bold. I believe God has called me to boldness. God has not called me to cower down. God has not called me to shrink. God has not called me to play small. God has not called me to dim my light. I have a very light, big light about me. I have a very big essence about me. And I spent so much of my life trying to put it in a box or fit it into this particular lane. And I just got to this point where I said, you know what? I give myself permission to be all of me. I give myself permission to be unleashed and speak my truth unapologetically. I give myself permission to be the woman in the room that shifts the environment and the atmosphere of the room. It doesn't matter who's in there. I don't care if a multimillionaire or billionaire is in there. That doesn't make them better than me. I gave myself permission and I said, this is who I am. This is who I be. I am that woman. And I have the wisdom to understand what comes with that because I have experienced the flip side my entire life. I spent my entire life running and hiding from the flip side of being that woman. I had to stop pretending like I do not know who I really am. I have a big essence, a big light, a big magnetic presence about me. I can be in a room and turn heads without saying a single word. And this is just me speaking a matter-of-factly. And for a long time, I would not own that because of this old narrative playing in my mind about it's braggadocious, it's arrogant, it's self-absorbed to say that, but it's actually the truth. It is a fact. And sometimes people want us to believe these things about ourselves so that we dim our light, so that we play small, so that we don't really speak our uncensored, unapologetic truth, so that we aren't taking up too much space, so that we aren't being the one receiving more attention, so that we aren't the one that is receiving maybe even more praise or even more validation. So many people are so freaking hungry right now to be seen, to be heard, to receive validation, praise, approval, acceptance, that they will do anything, including cheapen their very authentic essence. And that is what is perpetuating this identity crisis. You know, my younger sister growing up used to say that I had the single white female syndrome. Have you ever seen that movie, Single White Female? I believe it was a movie from the 80s or 90s. I remember watching it growing up, and it was one of the first times I felt that I had an external example of what I had experienced already at such a young age of someone trying to be me. In this movie, there is this beautiful woman who is looking for a roommate, and she finds this other woman who becomes her roommate. Now, this woman who's the roommate all of a sudden becomes obsessed with this other woman to the point where she starts to change her look, her hair, her style, her aesthetic to look like this woman. It was quite freaky. And eventually it got to the point where the woman was starting to try to be this woman, emulate this woman. And she tricked this woman's partner and slept with him because he thought it was her. And it turned into a big old mess. And eventually it got violent later in the movie. And it was just a very real example of what women like myself have experienced, maybe not to the extreme of the violence, because it was, you know, of course, dramatized for film. And I haven't received any particular violent. Well, I take that back. When I was a teenager, I actually had a childhood friend who tried to have me jumped. So I have experienced that. And again, in college. So yeah, I've experienced women who wanted to be violent toward me because of the envy, the jealousy, the hatred. And my sister said this, oh my gosh, I don't remember if I was in my 20s or 30s, but my sister was witness to this pattern in my life because she was my youngest sister. For those who know, there's three of us. I'm the oldest, there's a middle one, and then there's the youngest. And my middle sister was the one that would always do things growing up to try to be like me. And my younger sister noticed that. But then my youngest sister also noticed how I would have these friends who would start to do the same thing. And so throughout our life, she was like, you have like the single white female syndrome. And I was thinking to myself, what are you talking about? She's like, where do these women come from? Like, they become obsessed with you. They try to be you. Like, it's creepy. I said, I know, I don't know. And when I look back, I believe in part it was because I was being naive. I was being so naive that there are people out there who don't know who they are, don't love themselves, who put people on a pedestal to the point where they will try to emulate, replicate, duplicate somebody else's identity, personify someone else's identity because they don't have a true sense of self. I wasn't really aware of that until I had all these experiences, and they would always end in betrayal, some form of hurt, whether if it was them trying to steal my friend group and gossip about me behind my back and, you know, or try to be with my partner or try to sabotage me in my business or try to steal my connections in business. You know, I have so many examples of experiences with women who were trying to hijack my identity through my style, my essence, my look, my hair, my brand, my hobbies, my partner, my friends, you name it. And what I had come to realize was that there was something about me, my essence, my core, my magnetism, my allure, my it factor, that they didn't realize they have too if they would just cultivate it. And so instead they thought, well, if I just look like her and if I just do what she's doing, maybe I can get her result. Maybe I can have a partner like that, or maybe I can receive the validation and attention like that, or maybe I can receive the clients like that, or maybe I can receive all the likes on social media like that, or maybe I can, whatever outcome they were hoping to achieve by trying to personify my identity, they didn't realize that what they were doing was they were trying to personify something they can't see. It's my essence. It's my magnetism. It is my light. And we all have it. We are in our sacred feminine power and we cultivate that. It's a cultivation. So when I started to really sit with myself about 2024 and I was thinking about my theme and I was thinking about who do I get to be and what gets to happen and what do I want to experience, what really came up was like, you've got to really own being that woman. I already am that woman. And it means that I have to really walk with more ownership of that. And a part of more ownership of that means that I can't be naive, that means that there's going to be projections. there's going to be people who are going to dislike it. There's going to be people who are going to judge it, make assumptions, turn their nose up at me, you know, all the things that come with it. I can't be naive to that. And all of that comes from the past experiences that I have. So many different scenarios and stories that I can share. And God really told me that 2024 is my year to overflow as that woman, which means you're going to have to bring it with the wisdom. That means that that discernment that I used to try to pretend that I didn't have, and when God would reveal people to me and I just tried to pretend like I didn't see that about them, yeah, those days are over. I mean, there's levels to this, right? Some of you may be listening to this and say, well, Cassandra, you've always been like that. You don't play about you. And there's levels to this, because now I'm talking about being this way in my life, in all of my relationships, whether if it's professional, whether if it's personal, whatever it is, in my leadership, in my business, in every area of my life. No games being played about me. Now, the reason why it's necessary to be this way is because a lot of people look at femininity as a weakness. They think that we're gullible and we're naive and we're just sweet as pie and we're just nice nurturers and, you know, we're just not going to say anything and do anything. But a big part of being in your power as a sacred feminine is you have access to divine wisdom. And the sacred scripture talks about how wisdom was here before the world was here. It's what I love so much about this work is God even laid it out in sacred text, how powerful being in our feminine is. That wisdom was here before the creation of the world. How powerful is that? Do you know how powerful that is? We're talking about a power that doesn't come from force, that doesn't come from doing, that doesn't come from achieving, that doesn't come from competing against. We're talking about an invisible, unseen force that is more powerful than the man can see with their eye, and is so powerful, was here before creation. So I believe that what I have tapped into as I have continued to deepen my own embodiment as a feminine woman, as I have tapped into a deep well of power from God. God has given me supernatural insight, intuition, understanding. And with that, it gives me the grace and the ability to show up in my life, in my relationships, in my leadership, and in my business from my authentic self. So many people are having an identity crisis right now because they don't feel safe to be the real them. And so instead of being the real them, what they do instead is they hijack bits and pieces of someone else's identity. They replicate and duplicate someone else's persona. They start copying off of someone else's style. They start doing what this person is doing because they think that it will make them feel safe. It will make them get the result that they want. It will make them have the thing that they think that other person has, that they feel they don't have. But that is not the process of creation. The process of creation has not changed when it comes to manifestation. It is be, do, have. Who you be, when you do, determines what you have. If who you're being is a replica of someone else and you're doing that, guess what you're going to have? You're not going to actually receive what it is you really want deep down in your heart of hearts and your soul. And typically what tends to happen is that when women do this, they realize that, oh man, I just built my life off of trying to look like someone else and be like someone else. And I don't even have what I want. And I've worked with women like that. I've worked with the self-aware high achievers, as I call it, who built their lives off of what they thought it should look like, what they thought they should do, how they thought they should be as a woman. And then they come to me and they're confused and they're frustrated and they're dissatisfied and there's mayhem going on inside of their life behind the scenes, despite the pretty picture they've put in front of the world. They're making the money. They got the success. They're posting cute family pictures on Christmas with matching pajamas. But behind the scenes, there's another story being told. And I believe that inside of those identity crises, it's an opportunity for you to experience what I call a sacred shift. And a sacred shift is where you enter a season of surrender, where you enter a time of sacred rest, regulation, and recalibration in your body, in your feminine system, in your energy, and in your identity. Because when you do that, and then you show up in your life, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your business, in your leadership, from that space, you're not only going to create what it is you desire, but you're going to feel good about it. You're going to feel fulfilled, and you're not going to have this gaping void internally of feeling like something is missing or you're still not good enough. Like the sacred text says, what good is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? It's not worth it, my dear. It's not worth it. So 2024 is the year to reclaim your sacred feminine power. It is the year to step out of the boxes, the confines, and the cages that people have tried to place you in and redefine what womanhood, what relationship, what leadership, and what success gets to look like for you. If that is the type of work you're interested in doing, then I invite you to connect with me for a Reclaim Your Voice consultation call. It's a 30-minute call. The information will be in the link in the show notes. And during this call, we will connect one-on-one for 30 minutes so that we can get to know each other a bit better, but also so I can hear more about where you're at, what it is that you're desiring, what challenges are holding you back from experiencing deeper intimacy, greater impact, more abundance and income. And we'll also look at what are the next best steps that you can take to support you to get there sooner and in a much more aligned way. So I would be so honored to connect with you. And this is a beautiful time to get private support. At the beginning of the year, I have some beautiful packages available inside of my Femme Leader Revolution private support package. And I'm excited to connect with you. With that being said, I'm looking forward to seeing you inside the free group, Unapologetically Magnetic Woman. I'm looking forward to connecting with you on the Reclaim Your Voice call. And I'm also looking forward to seeing what your theme is for 2024 and watching you actualize that into reality. Thank you for being here. Please share this with someone that you know would love to hear this and would find value in this conversation. And I will chat with you very soon, my dear. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.